Lummis targets July 4th for a Clarity Act. Senate floor vote U.S. crypto market structure legislation just got a date attached to it. Senator Cynthia Lummis, who chairs the Senate Banking Committee's digital assets work, said the Clarity Act could reach the Senate floor by July 4th, according to comments relayed on June 4, 2026. She framed the timing around committee progress that has already happened, signaling the bill is closer to a full chamber vote than it has been at any point this year. The remark lands during a rough stretch for the market. Bitcoin traded near $63,044 as of June 4, 2026, down 5.4% over 24 hours and almost 15% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index pinned at 19, deep in extreme fear. A concrete legislative timeline cuts against that mood because the single biggest overhang for U.S. crypto businesses has been the absence of clear rules on who regulates what. The bill that splits SEC and CFTC turf. The Clarity Act is the Senate's vehicle for sorting out a question that has dogged the industry for years. Which assets are securities under the SEC, and which trade as commodities under the CFTC? The House passed its version in 2025. Since then, the Senate has worked its own text, and the hard part has been agreeing on the line between a token that funds a startup and a token that behaves like a digital commodity once its network is running. That distinction is not academic. It decides which agency licenses an exchange, which disclosure regime a token issuer follows, and whether a project can list in the U.S. without years of legal exposure. For anyone building consumer products on top of crypto rails, including the issuers behind crypto cards, the classification of an asset shapes what can be held, converted, or offered to customers. A date is not a vote, Lummis. Setting July 4th as a target is a signal of intent, not a guaranteed outcome. Committee advancement clears one gate, but floor time in the Senate is scarce, and market structure bills carry amendments from members who want stablecoin language, custody standards, or DeFi carve-outs settled before they vote yes. A target date can slip when a single holdout demands changes. There's also the political backdrop. Crypto policy has split sharply along practical lines in 2026, with some lawmakers pushing for faster rules and others trying to slow or narrow them. That tension showed up recently when Sanders and Warren moved to block crypto and 401k plans, a reminder that even with a friendly committee, the full chamber is not unanimous. The stakes for U.S. users and builders. Clear federal rules would change the calculus for products that have stayed cautious about the U.S. market. Custody is one example. A token status affects how a custodial card program treats balances and whether it can convert at the point of sale without tripping securities rules. That is part of why some users in the United States lean toward spending from their own wallet, where the counterparty question is simpler. Stablecoins sit at the center of the same debate. Settlement and on-chain payment products increasingly run on stablecoin rails. And the Clarity Act interacts with separate stablecoin oversight efforts already moving through regulators. Aligning market structure with those rules is one reason the bill matters beyond trading desks. The other regulators are not standing still while the Senate works. The CFTC recently scrapped its decades-old no-deny settlement policy, a sign that agencies are reshaping their own playbooks ahead of any new statute. Legislation and rulemaking are moving on parallel tracks, and the Clarity Act would set the frame both agencies operate inside.